Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, February 21st. You'll be interested to know. 99 years ago, today in 1925, the American weekly magazine, The New Yorker, commenced publication under the leadership of Harold W. Ross, marking a significant moment in journalism. Since its inception, the magazine has become renowned for its distinctive blend of literary and journalistic content, influencing American cultural discourse and shaping the landscape of modern media. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 3 degrees, with 24 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Friday, with a high near 32, and a gentle northwest wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 14 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 11:30 with a high tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 35 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 34 and a light west wind. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Sunday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 38. Nights will stay mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Monday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 40 and a slight chance of rain and snow in the evening. Tuesday has a chance of rain, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 44. Nights will remain mostly cloudy, with a low around 32. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston has issued over 1,200 tickets for icy sidewalks, as Mayor Michelle Wu highlighted the need to do a better job during a recent press conference. Following a winter storm, she emphasized the importance of preparing for significant climate events, stating, "The time to prepare isn't in the hours when we know a major storm is about to make landfall. It's right now." Wu noted that the responsibility for clearing sidewalks is shared between city officials and property owners, with the 1,200 citations issued for unshoveled sidewalks. The city is also investing $75 million in coastal resilience projects to address major climate threats, including flooding and extreme heat. Wu and her team are focused on implementing solutions to ensure residents' safety and accessibility. Now on to sports. In a thrilling overtime match, Connor McDavid scored the winning goal, leading Canada to a 3-2 victory over Team USA in the Four Nations Face-Off Championship at TD Garden. McDavid's shot, assisted by Mitch Marner, soared past goalie Connor Hellebuyck, while Jordan Binnington made crucial saves to secure Canada's win. The tournament honored Johnny Gaudreau, with his jersey awarded to deserving players. U.S. captain Austin Matthews and Brady Tkachuk contributed significantly, despite Matthew Tkachuk's limited play due to injury. The event was hailed as a celebration of hockey, showcasing top talent and igniting interest in the sport. In local sports, tonight, The Celtics beat the Sixers 124-104 in Philly. Peyton Pritchard dazzled with 28 points, sinking 8 three-pointers, while Jason Tatum achieved a triple-double. The Seas showcased their dominance, now standing at 40-16. Philadelphia's Paul George managed 17 points, but it wasn't enough. The Sixers dropped to 20-35. Tomorrow morning, the dominant Boston Celtics, leading the series 2-0, host the New York Knicks at TD Garden. Jason Tatum, averaging 34.6 points, aims to continue his stellar form. The Knicks' Jalen Brunson, with 26.1 points per game, will try to spark an upset. Sunday afternoon, the Bruins at 27-24-6 take on the resilient Ducks in Beantown. David Pastrnak, with 28 goals and 40 assists, leads the Bees, who are favored by 1.5. In top news, the Internal Revenue Service has begun terminating at least 6,000 employees, significantly impacting operations during the busy tax season. A memo indicated that the public interest justified these layoffs. As a result, some collections and audits will likely be paused, and personal service will be limited. Despite these cuts, most electronic filers using direct deposit should remain unaffected. The agency struggles with recruitment and retention, and recent layoffs may exacerbate delays in processing refunds. The ongoing workforce reductions could hinder the IRS ability to assist taxpayers effectively. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% for the week to about $98,000. Ethereum is up 3% to about $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 3% to 10 cents. In business news, Major League Baseball and ESPN are ending their media rights partnership after more than 3 decades, highlighting the shift from traditional television to streaming. The current agreement will conclude after the 2025 season, with ESPN set to pay $550 million annually for the rights to air 30 regular season games, the Home Run Derby, and the Wild Card playoff round. ESPN aimed to negotiate lower rights fees, similar to those received by Apple and Roku, but was unsuccessful. MLB plans to explore new opportunities with a different broadcast or streaming partner, focusing on centralizing media rights and revenue. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% for the week to about $98,000. Ethereum is up 3% to about $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 3% to 10 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Scientists are making strides toward a limitless energy source with recent advancements in fusion reactor technology. Last month, a fusion reactor in China contained steady-state plasma for over 17 minutes, bringing humanity closer to harnessing the power of the sun. Fusion reactors could generate nearly 4 million times more energy than burning fossil fuels, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Researchers in the United Kingdom tested a groundbreaking superconductor technology, bonding rare earth barium copper oxide to copper tape, potentially enhancing plasma containment in tokamaks. A functioning nuclear fusion energy source may be realized by 2040. And in entertainment news, Captain America, Brave New World is struggling to establish its identity as it timidly retraces Marvel's past. While earlier films blended genres to create gritty and character-focused narratives, this installment feels repetitive. Following the departure of Steve Rogers, Anthony Mackie's Sam Wilson grapples with his role as the new Captain America amidst a world of chaos. Despite promising moments, including poignant scenes with Isaiah Bradley, the film's muddled political messaging and reliance on familiar plot points overshadow its potential. Set for release on February 14th, this film aims to reset Marvel's direction, but ultimately falls short. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American basketball player and sports analyst, Charles Barkley. And he said, "Sometimes that light at the end of the tunnel is a train." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.